You're listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Our purpose is to enhance public awareness of our featured nonprofit or advocacy organization in Grant County as well as surrounding area. I'm Candace Burke, your weekly host. Joining me today is Bernadette Smith. Bernie is our former executive director of the Grant County Community Foundation, and we're also joined by our new executive director of Grant County Community Foundation, and her name is Jamie Seacrest. So welcome to Community Spotlight.
Thank you, Candace.
So anywho, there's a lot we're going to talk about today. I wanted to quote something. With this upcoming Give Grandly event, which is on May 4th, quote, Give Grandly Foundation over the last 10 years has raised over $1.6 million for local area nonprofits. So that's going to segue now into telling us more about the Grant County Community Foundation and how you support this Give Grandly fundraiser.
Well, so the Give Grandly started back in 2014, and it started actually with a statewide function called Give Grande, and it was this state organized one, and loads of different areas were involved in it. Well, Silver City and Grant County people just rose to the challenge and ended up outdoing even Doña Ana County in donations. And the following year, the statewide organization decided not to do it because they didn't have enough interest. But the Grant County Community Foundation said, hey, hang on a minute. We think this is great. So we're going to keep it. And we tried to keep the Give Grande name, but they had said we couldn't have that. So we changed it to Give Grandly. And ever since then, this is when, and that first year, we raised about $57,000 for the nonprofits in the area. And last year, we raised over $230,000. And one year, we raised $260,000. So we're sort of averaging around the quarter million mark every year at the moment.
That's so really impressive.
It really is.
Jamie, now that you're new on board, welcome again.
Thank you.
It's going to be fun. Now, we have had a chance to talk before the interview. We've already had a lot of laughs about things. So what do you have to say as you step in some very big shoes here? We're going to miss Bernie a lot, but we really are happy you've taken her place.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of the community. I'm really excited for Give Grandly. It's going to be my first chance to get to meet a lot of the local nonprofits that we work with in the area. And I'm really looking forward to that experience.
Yeah, and it's going to be like a fun day on May 4th. It's a Saturday, and it'll run downtown at the Makers Market from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's going to be an absolutely fabulous event. We're going to have all kinds of stuff happening at Give Grandly. So it'll be your first chance to experience it, you know, hands-on. You're going to get your hands dirty at this year's Give Grandly.
And we won't take you for granted.
And if we do, we'll do it grandly.
Very grandly.
That sounds fabulous.
And it is fun. And GMCR will be broadcasting live. So we're out there every year, more recently broadcasting live. So we'll be there to interview all the nonprofits. And that's so much fun for us. It's such a social day. There's music and all kinds of activity going on, food. What else can you say about that event? There's so much going on that day.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be opened by a drum circle and an introduction by the Chiricahua Apache group.
Oh, beautiful.
And so that the opening of Give Grandly this year is going to be by them. And I think that's going to be an awful lot of fun, and there'll be a drum circle, and I think I can't wait. I'm actually changing my flight out of Silver City, I think, to try so that I can try and make it this year. So I'll be wandering around, you know. Aww. And if there's a beer tent, I'll probably be there if anybody would like to.
Bernie's already preparing for her retirement back to Ireland.
Yeah.
We got the sneak preview of what's to come.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We did have a beer tent last year. I don't know how well they did, so we may or may not have them again this year. But anyway, you'll see me wandering around with my water bottle. And we have like 65 organizations participating this year. And that's the most we've had so far. Every year we get an extra few. And this year we also have a few new organizations, new nonprofits.
Yeah,
let's
hear about these new ones. We were just talking about that. Well, yeah. Fight Like a Girl was on earlier. They're new.
They're new, and they're participating in Give Grandly this year, so anyone can give to them at givegrandly.org on the website. Candles in the Wind is another nonprofit, and the Starlight Theatre is participating for the first time this year. I think they just got their 501c3 last year, so they're participating this year. Earthways are going to be participating, and in fact they're actually going to be having an event at their stall on how to make fire with friction using sort of ancestral methodologies.
Wow.
So I think that'll be fun. You might or may not want to bring your kids.
It's flaming exciting, that's all I can say.
Yes. There are some skills we probably shouldn't learn until we're older.
I should have not been there as a kid, okay? So there you go.
And the Southwest New Mexico Audubon Society is going to be there, and they're going to be doing composting, so you'll get to see worms and cocoons and all kinds of levels of activity in a composting bin. The Crooked Forest are going to be there, and they're actually going to be having people will be able to build bricks, Lego bricks or Play-Doh bricks, and build little houses using these at their event. The Trout Unlimited is another organization that's brand new and that's going to be participating this year. There's just going to be a load of giveaways, you know, children's books. We're going to have a children's books giveaway. The Silver City Museum is going to have a living history character wandering around.
Wow.
So that'll be a lot of fun, you know. I'm sure if you ask them about what life is like in their century, they'll be able to tell you.
Cool.
And there's going to be rock decorating. You could even win a rock.
Wow.
For those of you who don't want to go out and actually dig one up yourself. the Audubon is having the prize wheel, actually. So there's going to be seed bells for kids to make, and ceramic pieces, the Youth Mural Project. You can make a ceramic piece that will actually be included in an upcoming mural. So there's just all kinds of stuff like this. Natural Curiosity are going to have animal skulls there and animal tracks, and they're going to teach you about the sort of wild animals in our area. The Silver City Main Street is going to have a downtown scavenger hunt.
Wow.
And it just loads and loads of stuff like that. Most of the nonprofits who have stalls at the event will probably have some kind of stuff going on over and above all of that.
This is all exciting. You know, listeners, we are talking all things Give Grandly today. So for those listeners who are new to Give Grandly, what can you share? How can they donate, get involved? What can you say to them?
Well, first of all, there's a website. It will be open 2 weeks before May 4th and 2 weeks afterwards. So you can give online. So you don't even, if you find that you're not going to be here on Give Grandly Day, the 4th of May, Saturday, then you actually can give online. You can also give by just coming into the Grand County Community Foundation and giving us a check. We'll do, as we've done in previous years, we'll print up forms with the list of all of the organizations, and you can just say who you want your money to go to.
Good.
And write one check to the Grand County Community Foundation.
And we got to get Bernie back to Ireland, so take that into consideration.
Well, actually, it won't help me get back to Ireland because the Grand County Community Foundation does not take a penny out of any of the money that comes through
that?
Us to Give Grandly.
This is good to know.
So we do it as a community service, and it's a lot of work. I have to do a big, big shout out to Mick Smith, who's my assistant in the office, but she's also also the coordinator of Give Grandly this year and last year. And she's just done an amazing job of helping nonprofits sign up, helping them get their pages uploaded and looking good, organizing all the tasks that need to be done and making sure that everybody has a task and that they do it. She's good at all of that. So I think without her, Give Grandly would not be running as smooth as it is this year. There's not a chance.
Well, again, for any nonprofits who are listening, please, if you ever want to come on to Community Spotlight and share all about your organization, this is what Community Spotlight is about. So I encourage you to come here, have fun, and talk all about your organization. It is always so much fun to have Bernie here. And now, of course, that we have Jamie, we're looking forward to having you come back and talk all about this too.
I'm really excited to do that. And I think it's a really special time for me to join the Community Foundation, to be stepping in right before such an amazing community event and learning, getting a chance to get my feet wet and learning everything.
And all the work has been done, Jamie. It's great.
I know. I just get to go and meet people and enjoy it.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up as the executive director.
Well, I've been in the nonprofit sector for a little over 10 years, 10 to 12 years. I worked for a nonprofit private school in Todos Santos, Baja California Sur, Mexico for 10 years as their director of fund development and marketing. It went from a $40,000 a year organization to raising $1 million this year. And I was looking for something new and exciting in a different town. And I love the small community feel. And you know, Bert and Susan, I have to give them a shout out because they poached me from.
They did. We're very glad.
From Todos Santos, they knew that I was looking at moving back to Denver. And they're like, no, you need to really check out Silver City. This place has the community that you've been looking for and they're starting to miss in the community that you're currently in. And so slowly, and a little reluctantly, I started to check it out. And I'm like, wait. There's some magic here. And then when I came to town for
the first
time. And
that's just George.
Go George. When I came to town for the first time, I got to go to a few little community events, and everybody was so warm and so welcoming. And, people will talk to you on the street. And, and I was like, wow, there's some magic here.
There is.
I'm very, very excited to become a part of the community and get to know everyone here.
We are so happy to have you. And listeners, both Bernie and Jamie are bilingual.
Yes.
Bernie speaks Irish and English, and Jamie speaks Spanish and English. So,
yeah, and I'm trying to teach her some Irish just in case before I go.
Okay, what Irish word do you know? Let's hear it.
I don't think I can say it. You might
get it. You said it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That was the first one I told you. There are radio fines associated with the use of it.
Yes, we're learning that.
Yeah. So we're so happy to have Jamie on board, and we're very, very lucky, and it was just she was a clear winner through all of the recruiting we did, all of the interviews that we did and everything. Jamie, it was obviously Jamie.
Like I'm the lucky one because this is an incredible community foundation, and the board and everybody have just
it is.
We have not
blown
seen anything like this. As a retired social worker, I have been so impressed by Grant County Community Foundation and all the nonprofits here in such a small town.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
One of the things with Give Grandly it's always been my job here, since I started, is trying to get match funds for Give Grandly. So one of the things that we do with each of the nonprofits is I try and get 500 per nonprofit in match funds. We're not quite there yet, so I would actually put a call out to, first of all, any of you who have maybe given a little and would like to give more, or any of the businesses out there who would like their logo splashed all over Give Grandly and actually give some money towards match funds. Once again, every single penny that we get in match fund goes directly to nonprofits. We don't take any fees or any pass-through or anything for any of it. So we're getting very close, and I'm still going around, begging and knocking on doors and stuff like that. So So we are determined to get to 500 for yeah. And every year there are more nonprofits. So every year there's more fundraising to do.
I just can't get over it.
So,
I have a feeling right now someone is out there ready to give grandly to help you make
that match. I saw a couple cars waving at us.
Yes, I think there are probably more than one, actually. You know, so yes, we will be very, very glad to hear from anybody who would like to contribute to the match funds part of Give Grandly, so we can get 500 for, because it means that if we can get 500 in match funds for every organization, and believe me, I am very, very close to that for everybody, but if we get 500, it means that they get a minimum of $1,000 out of Give Grandly plus anything extra they get. And that makes a huge difference in small nonprofit. $25 makes a huge difference in a small nonprofit. $1,000 makes a huge difference. And the money that nonprofits make through Give Grandly, they can use for whatever they need it for. There's no restrictions on it. They don't have to use it for any particular way. They can use it to help to pay the electricity bill. They can use it to run a program. They can use it however they want. It's the ultimate in what we might call trust-based philanthropy. You know, you get the money, you're the expert, you're, you know, you do what you need to do with it as a nonprofit.
Now, again, for listeners, we're talking all things Give Grandly here. So tell the listeners more again about time, location, what to expect, what to do.
Okay. Well, what to do is easy. You just come down, have fun, have a great day, and then give.
give.
So the actual in-person event is going to be held on Saturday, the 4th of May, and that's going to be from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And all of our local nonprofits are going to have stalls downtown at the Makers Market. And I think it's also the opening of the Makers Market for the summer months. So all of them will have tables there. You can go over, you can talk to them, you can find out what they do, what they don't do. You can decide which ones you really like. You might want to volunteer. You can sign up to volunteer in any of the nonprofits that are there. And they would really appreciate that. Believe me, we're all always looking for volunteers. And, you know, Silver City, Grant County, and even the counties around us that participate in this, it's amazing to me how generous this community is and how, you know, both in time and money. And Give Grandly is a huge, huge expression of that generosity in this area. So, you know, come on, give, you know, Grant County, Silver City, you're just amazing. Keep being amazing. Come out on Saturday, 4th of May.
Yeah, I've never been in a more generous community. I say that ad nauseum, but it's true. I never have. This is, like you said, it's magical here. That's all I can say. It's just magical.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll have so much fun that day.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I do have to say, I'm one thing I am going to miss big time, apart from the people here, I'm going to miss the sun. Apparently, according to my family, we haven't had a dry day in Ireland since last June.
Oh, no. Every day
it's been raining nearly.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Okay, if we have magic, then we all need to send Bernie sun.
Do.
We will. Do. Here comes the sun, little Bernie.
I'll be a national hero if I can actually bring sun home with me.
Well, we'll do our best, right?
They'll put her face on a flag and everything.
Oh, yeah.
What would we do as repayment? I mean, yeah. What can we do?
I'll be the next prime minister if you can get me sunshine.
It's a deal. Jamie, I think we can pull this off.
I think we need to be on this one.
most definitely. Anything else you want to share about this incredible event?
You know, the only thing, it's 10 years it's been running for 10 years now. This is actually, I think, our 11th year. And every year it's bigger and better. And every year it's really exciting. One of the other things about Give Grandly is that it brought all of the nonprofits together. And I think in the early days, I mean, I talked to a few nonprofit leaders that were around in the early days of Give Grandly. And they said, you know, we didn't think that it was that great an idea because we were like, you know, there's a limited number of people who give out there. There's a limited amount of money and we're all fighting for the same money. So why would we come together and be in competition like this? And you know, this one woman said, you know, Grant County Community Foundation had the foresight to see that if you come together and you collaborate and you work together and you make things happen, that you make the pot bigger and then everybody gains from it. So we've gone from 57,000 to, you know, five times that amount.
Bravo.
You know? So, yeah, fair play. And it's because the community, comes together, but also because the nonprofits come together. Because this is a community event. It's not about Give Grandly, and it's not about Grand County Community Foundation. Every single nonprofit who participates in Give Grandly helps out with tasks. They all come in, they all help with press releases, they help with setting up the tables, they help with breakdown, they help. Everybody has tasks, and it's a huge community event, and it's where all the nonprofits come together and everybody does something. And it's the old adage, you know, many hands make light work. It's true. It's very, very true. So, and then you've got Mick at the helm telling everyone what to do, and she's very, very good at that. So, it is really, it's all about the nonprofits. So come support your by the way, Give Grand County Community Foundation are one of the nonprofits that participate in it. And so we forget to do our own fundraising because we're so busy fundraising for everybody else. But please feel free to give to Grand County Community Foundation as well, because we need money to turn the lights on and actually pay our new executive director.
What do you think about that, Jamie?
I think that's an excellent idea, because I'd like to stay around for quite a while.
Please do. I mean, although there's enough magic, we could still support you without an income.
I wish.
So what else would you like to add to what Bernie just said?
You know, she's done a phenomenal job really summarizing what the event is about, but it is important to also remember that, you know, Grant County Community Foundation is serving more than just Grant County. You know, there's three other counties that we also support, and that's really vital. You know, it's not just one place, it's the whole region.
Yeah.
And we're not leaving anyone behind. And I think that's really vital. I love the idea of collaboration instead of competition.
I think
that's phenomenal for nonprofits. We can learn so much from each other just by working together and learning about what each other does and how we operate. So
yeah.
I'm really excited about this event and seeing everyone come together.
And, you know, at Grand County Community Foundation, we have monthly executive director roundtables. We run workshops on things like grant writing. And, in fact, I'm in the middle of organizing a couple of workshops. One of them is social media, and we're going to try and do it on a hands-on basis, and that'll be sometime in the next month. So anyone who's interested in learning about social media and then getting a chance to do hands-on interventions in the actual workshop, we'll be doing that soon. I haven't gotten exact dates. And, you know, we'll do acting strategically. We'll do, you know, sustainable, how to be a sustainable organ. We'll do so many workshops, and we're going to have our big conference. Last year was our first ever 2-day conference, which was a whole bunch of workshops. It was free for community, for nonprofit organizations. We asked for a $25 registration fee just to keep the numbers honest, but the event itself was free, and we will be doing that again this fall. And I will be handing all of that over to Jamie, and she'll be pulling her own special magic through it.
And between now and then, we have workshops.
Lots of workshops.
We are going to be working on really setting up a good support system for the nonprofits in the area and getting them the tools they need to succeed. And
we're also going to do a survey of nonprofits and county and city agencies, you know, to find out where the gaps are and where they aren't, and where there's overlap and where there's places where we can collaborate more. So we will be doing that this year as well.
Most excellent.
It's so much.
And, you know, you mentioned collaboration, and GMCR is so much in favor of this. This is how Community Spotlight was formed, because we thought it was important, even though we're a nonprofit, we wanted to have other nonprofits shine. We have so much giving here, and we felt it was important to have a special program that addressed this. So it is about collaboration. I mean, we really do support each other.
We do. And you know what? Kuru is also one of the organizations who is going to be participating in Give Grandly this year. So feel free to give them some money, too.
Yes. Do you hear that, listeners?
We do need our community radio. Listening to it in Mexico. And donated. Just so you know, you're quite impactful.
Yay.
And you know you're going to have a listenership in Ireland now, so you know.
You're going international.
International. It doesn't get any better than this. So... Okay, we're wrapping up today's show. Anything else you want to share briefly?
I just wanted to quickly say, as the little newbie in town, if you'd like to meet me or ask any questions, you're welcome to come by Grant County Community Foundation and pop in, say hello, introduce yourself, and I would love to get to know you.
Thank you, Jamie. Bernie, oh.
And I'll probably be wandering around on Give Grandly Day, so anybody who wants to give me a hug, give me a hug.
You hear that? A lot of listeners will.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough. And again, welcome, Jamie, and it's bittersweet, Bernie, but we told you before the recording we're going to keep calling you.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. You've been listening to Community Spotlight on Gila Members Community Radio, Kuru 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and online at gmcr.org. Community Spotlight airs every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. and is archived online at gmcr.org. I'm Candace Burke. Thanks for listening.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
K-U-R-U.